You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Firefighters across Australia continue to battle hundreds of blazes across the country, resulting in a rising death toll, property and habitat loss across the east coast. Fires have burned through more than 6 million hectares of land, and emergency warnings remain in place across New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia, with 23 lives lost and tens of thousands of people displaced, as well as 1,500 properties lost and millions of animals killed. In southern New South Wales, authorities fear hundreds of homes may have been lost, with 150 bushfires burning, 60 of which remain uncontained on Sunday afternoon. A 47-year-old man died of a cardiac arrest last night while defending a friend's rural property near Batlow, southwest of Canberra. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says tackling the fires will be challenging.
I'm absolutely confident we'll get through it, but we can't pretend that this is something we've experienced before. It's not. It's the concurrence of events. Normally you'd have one or two big fires to worry about, but we've had several of them at the one time. Several townships who've never ever experienced a threat of bushfire were at threat of being completely wiped out.
Hundreds of people in the New South Wales town of Eden have been told to evacuate immediately if they are not able to defend themselves. This fire has since been downgraded to a watch and act. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says Australia's largest Navy ship has arrived off the coast of Eden on the New South Wales south coast to help with the bushfire efforts.
HMAS Adelaide, which is our very large amphibious ship, left Sydney yesterday and has now arrived in location off the south coast near Eden. And MV Sycamore and also HMAS Tools have dropped off their 1,100 evacuees at Western Port in Victoria, and they are now steaming back up to the south coast. We are in discussions with the New South Wales and Victorian government on how best to utilise these vessels today and moving forward.
However, head of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Shane Fitzsimmons, says he was not informed of the extra help. Mr. Fitzsimmons told the Nine Network he only found out about the Navy ship through the media.
It was disappointing and some surprise to hear about these things through public announcements in the middle of what was one of our worst days this season, with the second highest number of concurrent emergency warning fires ever in the history of New South Wales, and a campaign of thousands and thousands of people being removed from some of our most vulnerable areas in southeast New South Wales.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the amount of time it took the government to deploy the extra resources, despite warnings from previous and current fire chiefs. Mr. Morrison says Australia's response to the bushfires has been world-leading.
Australia's firefighters, Australia's emergency services, Australia's defence forces are world leaders in responding to these events. And that is on display out there now. And as much as there will always be frustrations when you cannot, in all cases, completely counteract the forces of nature.
Meanwhile, in Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed four Victorians are still unaccounted for in fire-affected areas. Danger is still far from over in Victoria, despite milder conditions. Mr. Andrews also confirmed that while smoky conditions made rescue operations challenging, more people have been airlifted out of Mallacoota on Sunday. About 400 people remain by the coast after 61 people left the town this morning via the Australian Defence Force helicopters and a ship, with another 350 indicating they wanted to leave. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp warned residents earlier today not to be complacent.
There is definitely potential. You know, we saw that with the Gippsland fires. You know, we started with four fires that were separated that have now joined. What could happen is there's a fire, the Corryong fire. There's another fire to the east of that and further north in New South Wales. There's every chance that those two fires could join up.
In South Australia, hundreds of firefighters are continuing to work on a blaze that has devastated Kangaroo Island, with more than 100 155,000 hectares destroyed. The inferno has also claimed the lives of well-known pilot Dick Lang and his son, Adelaide surgeon Clayton Lang. They were caught by the flames as they were returning to their family property after battling the fire for 2 days. Kangaroo Island Mayor Michael Pengelly told SBS News the community is bracing itself for potentially more deaths.
And as the police said, it may not be the end of it. So that's really rocked us. So the community's very sombre. We've had the guts ripped out of the heart of our community with our industries and homes and everything else. We'll recover. It's going to take a while. It's going to be hard work and it's going to cost a lot of money.
Cooler weather and some rain across the fire ground on Saturday and Sunday brought some relief, with the focus of locals shifting towards damage assessment and recovery. Country Fire Service crews raced to quell areas still burning ahead of deteriorating conditions this week. Mr. Morrison says the scale of the disaster is enormous.
I have no doubt that they will have a long list of recovery tasks that they will be performing, as we saw in Queensland, rebuilding of bridges, rebuilding of roads and other critical infrastructure. And we will just work hand in glove, as we have in response to previous crises, to ensure that the recovery commences and is undertaken in a timely way, and getting that support, particularly to small businesses.
Australia's fires have garnered international support, raising funds from celebrities like comedian Celeste Barber, who raised $20 million across 3 days. Nicole Kidman and pop star Pink have both pledged $500,000 each. National medical stockpiles of particulate filter masks will be opened up to help authorities on bushfire frontlines in Victoria and New South Wales. The federal government will also send 100,000 P2 masks to the ACT to help vulnerable people in the capital, where smoke caused shops to close and flights to cancel on Sunday. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has warned the national crisis may last for months.
There's been 900,000 hectares lost in Victoria alone. And the concern is, as we were told, that this is very early on in what is normally seen as the bushfire season. So there's many weeks and potentially months to go of this crisis and a potential spread of the danger zone from the east to the west and the north of Victoria.
It's estimated as many as 500 million animals, including critically endangered species, have perished in the fires across the nation. But rehabilitation efforts are underway, with teams of veterinarians treating wildlife affected in Victoria. The establishment of a national bushfire recovery agency is aimed to lead the rebuilding and support of communities and will be led by former federal police chief Andrew Colvin. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.